This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for April 20th, 2022. According to the Orlando Sentinel, the Florida Senate has passed the bill to dissolve Walt Disney World's Reedy Creek Improvement District 23-16. Governor Ron DeSantis has been targeting Disney and their quote-unquote special privileges ever since they took a hard stance against the Don't Say Gay bill. The self-described purpose of the Reedy Creek Improvement District is to, quote, to support and administer certain aspects of the economic development and tourism within district boundaries. The creation of the district means Walt Disney World and other landowners pay for local essential services like water, electricity, fire protection, and emergency medical services instead of taxpayers. As reported earlier, removing the district could transfer Disney's $2 billion debt to local taxpayers. Oh boy, everyone will be so happy about that. The Senate also voted 24-15 to remove the carve-out for Disney in the big tech bill that was found unconstitutional by a federal judge. This is getting out of hand, probably. But again, it does still feel unlikely that in the end this is going to happen. There is still a law that has to be repealed in order to actually dissolve Reedy Creek. And I'm sure we're going to talk about this more as the week progresses, but won't get into it now. But I wouldn't get too worried just yet because there are a lot of legal hurdles that still have to be overcome before Reedy Creek can be dissolved. So we'll keep you in the loop as we know more. After a Florida judge voided the CDC's federal mask mandate for public transportation, Walt Disney World has updated its face mask policy to say masks are now optional in all areas. That, of course, now includes transportation. The page now reads, quote, face coverings are optional for guests in both outdoor and indoor locations, as well as on Disney transportation. It is recommended guests who are not fully vaccinated continue to wear face coverings in all indoor locations, including indoor attractions and theaters and on enclosed transportation. Walt Disney World characters are no longer required to stay physically distanced from guests during meet and greets. This means that some characters are now meeting in slightly different locations. We also saw some rare characters out at Disney's Animal Kingdom for Earth Week. You can come with us and take a walk around the park, see who is out. We saw Belle greeting guests inside her father's cottage, the former waiting area for Enchanted Tales with Belle. How weird is that? Chip and Dale can currently be found in Storybook Circus. Guests can once again approach the princesses in Princess Fairytale Hall, including Cinderella. And over at Animal Kingdom, we met up with Russell and Kevin from Up. Russell was happy to exchange hugs, though we think Kevin was jealous. Coda and Kenai from Brother Bear made a surprise appearance too. They're currently alternating with the Moth from A Bug's Life. We found them near the Tree of Life. And at Epcot, Alice is still meeting outside the cottage in the UK pavilion, but guests can once again approach her. Mary Poppins was signing autographs and hugging guests in the courtyard of the UK. And our reporter's child got to hug characters for the very first time. How cute is that? Belle continues to greet guests outside the France Pavilion. You know, when she's not at the Magic Kingdom, just go with it. Guests can pose with Snow White at the Wishing Well outside the Germany Pavilion, and Anna and Elsa are meeting inside the Royal Summer Hoose again. Donald can be found at the side of the Mexico Pavilion in his sombrero, and guests can meet up with Goofy and Pluto at the front of Epcot. Finally, we met Minnie and got her autograph at the gazebo at the beginning of World Showcase. At the Animation Courtyard at the studios, guests can meet up with the iconic James P. Sullivan, better known as Sully from Monsters, Inc. Pluto, meanwhile, was out and about in the Animation Courtyard near Disney Junior Dance Party. Fancy Nancy from Disney Junior Show, of the same name, was also out to say hello. And other characters are popping up for non-distance meet and greets throughout all four parks and at Disney Resort, as well as on Disney Cruise Line. So keep an eye out for all your favorites. Guests have not been able to register for the 2023 Run Disney Walt Disney World Marathon weekend as the Run Disney website crashed yesterday. The queue for registration opened at 9:45 a.m. Eastern, with registration scheduled to open at 10 a.m. However, guests remained stuck in the queue and were unable to register well past 10 a.m. And then after all that, a lot of people who usually get into some of these races they missed it. It was sold out. So a lot of problems. Even after all these technical problems, there was seemingly a bigger demand than even usual, as a lot of things sold out even faster than they had in the past. So let us know in the comments. Were you lucky enough? Did you get into any Run Disney races for the marathon? Let us know. I know lots of people who didn't, people that do dopey every year and couldn't get in. News Today with WDW News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to Walt Disney World Resorts. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. No two vehicle designs are the same, and round trip is $34 for adults and just $25 for children. Two and under, ride free. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. A special offer is now available to Disney Visa card members looking to stay at a Walt Disney World Resort hotel from August 28th through September 19th. Card members can save up to 30% on rooms at Animal Kingdom Lodge and family suites at Art of Animation during this time. They can save 25% on rooms at Coronado Springs and other select hotels. The Disney Festival of Fantasy Parade returned to the Magic Kingdom last month. However, some characters were missing. Specifically, none of the princes were appearing with their princesses, and Anna was not appearing with Elsa. Physical distancing requirements, of course, ended on Monday, and with that, that did also extend to characters appearing alongside each other in the parade. So the Beast has rejoined Belle at the beginning, and behind them, Prince Charming is back with Cinderella, and for the first time in forever, Anna and Elsa are seen together with Olaf at the back of the float. And meanwhile, Tiana is joined by Prince Naveen just on the other side of Anna and Elsa. And at the end of the parade, Minnie has also rejoined Mickey in the hot air balloon. Minnie has been walking on the ground with the other characters since the parade returned. Disney PhotoPass is launching Cinderella Castle Mural of Memories, which lets guests add a PhotoPass picture to a virtual mural using the My Disney Experience app. In the app, guests will be able to select any portrait-oriented Disney PhotoPass photo from their gallery and add it to an AR mural on Cinderella Castle for $9.99. Cast members will be able to add a photo for free. Wow, a real cast member benefit. But why? What am I paying $10 for to have a augmented reality photograph on the castle? That means it's you know, it's not actually up there, right? It's just you can look at it like on the phone and see it's there. Back in my day, we used to be able to buy bricks outside the Magic Kingdom that were actually physically there. And then at Epcot, you could buy a strange metal plaque engraving of yourself. Those made more sense because, you know, they were physically there and other people could see them. But this is a weird idea. And of course, on top of that, you would still have to pay $16 to get this photo for yourself to own, too. So there is an added fee on top of that. Guests can now book a fixed menu meal at participating Disney Springs restaurant for before or after viewing of Cirque du Soleil Drawn to Life. The following restaurants offer a $45 fixed menu meal as part of this animated evening offer: City Works Eatery and Poorhouse, Enzo's Hideaway, House of Blues, Haleo, Maria and Enzo's, Paradiso 37, Planet Hollywood, Raglan Road, and Splitsville, as well as Terralina Crafted Italian. The following offer a $65 fixed menu meal: the Edison, Paddlefish, and Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill. To book an animated evening, guests must first purchase tickets to Drawn to Life from Cirque du Soleil on their website or by calling at 877-924-7783. They may then book a dining reservation for an animated evening by calling 407-587-5981 between the hours of 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. The dining reservation must be scheduled for 2.5 hours before or 2 hours after the guest's ticketed showtime. Just a few days after signs were added to the building, Salt and Straw has had its grand opening on the west side of Disney Springs. And we were there this morning for the grand opening of the ice cream shop, which now has a giant ice cream cone above the entrance. Dozens of guests lined up for the grand opening. Of course, Salt and Straw also had a location at Disneyland Resort for several years now. Inside the small shop, it's decorated with wood paneling and red-striped lighting fixtures. There are limited edition flavors, classic flavors, and last chance scoops. And guests can sample as many as they like before buying, which is great for trying those limited edition flavors, because some of them will be weird. I recall the weirdest one, I bring this up all the time, the Mushroom Muddy Buddies. So sometimes you got to try those first. You're not sure if you're going to like them. They may not be your thing, but I have not encountered a flavor yet at Salt and Straw I haven't loved. There's also a freezer full of pints if you want to take your favorite flavor home. We tried a few. You can read the review on our website. I'm going to stop and talk about this because if you've been watching this show or reading the site for any amount of time, you know how excited we were about this. In fact, when Ample Hills announced they were going bankrupt, in that first post, I put at the bottom of the post, I was like, it would be great if Disney extended their relationship, since they already have a Downtown Disney location at Disneyland Resort, and brought Salt and Straw here to Walt Disney World. Of course, it also made sense because they have opened a location in Florida, elsewhere in Miami. Salt and Straw is fantastic. I highly recommend it. It's a wonderful thing. Go check it out next time you're at Disney Springs. As we learned last month, Mickey and the Magician will resume performances at the Animagique Theater at Walt Disney Studios Park in Paris starting April 23rd. We now know there will be two performances a day from April 23rd through the 25th, and starting April 26th, there will be five a day. Limited guaranteed seating will be available for the show at €15 per person. Pre-sales for guaranteed access will be available April 21st. Guests can see the show without spending €15, but seat will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. A quick rundown on how this works for the Lion King show at Disneyland Paris. They do actually do this already, and it is very hard otherwise to get into the show. You have to wait several hours typically, or if you want the MasterCard seating, you have to show up several hours early at guest relations to get that seating. We ended up just buying the €15 priority seats because that just seemed like such a waste of time for several hours. It seems like, sadly, they're going to do that with Mickey and the Magician, which is kind of a cash grab. But at the same time, Mickey and the Magician is the only reason to go to this park. It is absolutely, in many ways, the only reason to go to that park. It is a spectacular show. So if you have the choice, I would just buy the reserved seating. It's better than waiting, you know, hours outside to see the show. But it is sad that also we've come to that point where that's a thing and people can't just wait for a show and not have to worry about being cut off by a bunch of people that paid to see it. But anyway, for the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind this program by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Ink and Paint celebrates the voices of women talking about what it means to be a Disney fan. Co-hosts Ashley Jasmer and Jill Diffendahl will join a panel of female Disney fans to discuss topics ranging from Disney princesses as role models to raising Disney kids to park-going preferences. Join us for lively discussion, stories, and debate about living your best Disney lifestyle.